This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.
Yeah, welcome back to Money News right around the country. Well, as you're aware, there is a prospect now in the AFL of an All Sydney final, which seems astonishing. It seems almost a decade ago. Well, it is almost a decade ago since the Brisbane Lions had their three-peat, as it were. Well, there will be no three-peat for Hawthorn. But the great story of the AFL, without a shadow of a doubt, is Greater Western Sydney Giants. Now, the tickets have gone on sale today, or will go on sale tomorrow, I think it will be. And there's going to be 4,600 unsold members' tickets that have gone out for general sale. So it's all today. Now, the other side of this is, given the fact that Spotless Stadium, which is where Greater Western Sydney plays, the old showgrounds out there, which is a great spot to go and play, but it's got very small capacity for an AFL ground, about 24,000. So it's going to be standing room only out there. Dave Matthews is the CEO of the Greater Western Sydney Giants. He'll be looking forward when they come out this weekend. Dave, it's going to be spectacular for the club. But, you know, did you ever think about moving this game to a bigger ground?
Thanks for having me, Ross. No, look, we didn't. I mean, first, it's not our decision. The AFL's decision to schedule the finals, and we earned a home final, which, home ground, Spotless Stadium. The outlier there, of course, was that the deal that was done with ANZ was that a derby final would be played there, and that's what happened 2 weeks ago with 60,000. But we think this week's a pretty good fit for a Bulldogs-Giants final.
And tell me, what does it do to the coffers of the club? Because, you know, you get 24,000 there versus, you know, 60,000 at ANZ, which is right next door, for example. Is it a big difference in terms of the finances for the club?
The finances, the AFL basically control all the inventory, ticketing, corporate hospitality, everything for all finals. And look, we're really on the record at the start of the year saying we're really keen to just make sure that our home ground advantage, or our home ground, if we're able to earn the home final, was protected. And we're happy enough to go over the road and play at ANZ and in front of 60,000, probably the best performance in Giants history. But this week to welcome the Bulldogs to our home ground is going to be really important for us.
And the other point is the finances of the club quite clearly are going to be, you know, certainly topped up beyond what your expectations might have been at the beginning of the year, given a home final also. I mean, that's all. It's not only the home ground advantage that you get, but it also does help the bottom line of the club.
Oh, it does for sure, Ross. The real question for us will be, the success we've had this year, what does that translate to financially next year in terms of membership growth, attendance growth? So we've seen big uplifts this year. Our ratings are up 27%. Our digital metrics are up in excess of 80%. We've got membership growth of 15%. So everything's on the right trajectory. We're obviously a young club, but we're rapidly advancing and growing. And to make the top four, to be in the final four, and preliminary finals, obviously just four sides left, is really significant for it.
Just having a look at it, some of the resale prices on Ticketmaster, which is, you know, the official AFL ticketing company, but they've got a resale business whereby people can come in and resell their tickets. Some of these tickets are already going for $400, which is above the book value of them. So there's clearly plenty of support. The question is, that money doesn't necessarily go back to the club. Do you feel as though that's a little bit of a wasted opportunity, given the fact there will be not only high attendance but high demand for these tickets?
Well, the AFL centralise a lot of the revenue streams across the competition, and they do it in the interest of equalisation. So, we're really supportive of whatever the AFL are doing in terms of growing finals. I mean, their major priority, as ours is to continue to build our fan base. And, we're hoping to have as much orange in the stadium as possible on Saturday night. But, when the AFL derive revenue out of the final series, it ends up being equally distributed back amongst the 18 clubs. So, we leave them that responsibility at this time of year and focus on trying to win the game.
And bearing in mind that the Swans will be playing the Cats, Geelong, for the other final, If you were to get across the Bulldogs, they were to get across Geelong, an all-Sydney final in Melbourne would be the prospect. One wonders whether that would be to the AFL's complete desire, as it were, rather than having a Victorian team as one of the grand final combatants.
Well, you know, publicly they'd have to say that they're the guardians of equalisation and every team's entitled to a fair chance. So, you know, this is a national competition now. It sometimes can come across as the VFL. And if you listen to a lot of the Melbourne media, Ross, it certainly does come across as the VFL. But when and if the Giants and Swans ever play in a grand final against each other, and as you say, it's a possibility, it would be a great landmark moment for the nationalisation of the game. And I think, you know, we're very conscious of the fact that we've got a very tough battle this week against the Bulldogs. But, you know, we're also been pretty confident that we've got a side that if we play to our very best on the day, we can win it. And, you know, at some stage an all-Sydney final will happen. I think we've had Brisbane and Port Adelaide. We've had West Coast and Sydney a couple of times. So it's something the Victorians have just got to get used to.
Yeah, and Dave, would the Swans versus the Giants at the MCG fill the stadium?
No doubt, I think. Because in the end, it's not that much different to the Super Bowl or the FA Cup or whatever you want to look at. This is one of the premier events on the landscape. It's like the NRL Grand Final or the Melbourne Cup. I mean, it's going to attract a big crowd, a sellout crowd, regardless of who's playing.
There you go. Dave Matthews, good man, the CEO of the Greater Western Sydney Giants, in that final against the Bulldogs this weekend. And it's going to be a big one for a fledgling club in terms of their finances and also in the ticketing as well.
This podcast, thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.